Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I'm your host. You already know what it is. It's been a good week. You know, I was supposed to actually drop this episode yesterday, but I've been kind of lagging low-key. Even last week, I just kind of need a break. You know, just to chill. I ain't been getting enough sleep since this daylight saving shit kind of switched everything, but hope everyone had a good week. You know, spring is almost here. You know, it's almost hairy season. You know, that's where the best people were born, aka me. But yeah, I hope everyone had a cool week. I've been peeping a lot of things. Now, I've been peeping a lot of shit on Twitter about a lot of that cancel culture shit. And honestly, I just want to say, that shit just irritates my soul. Like, everything and anything is getting canceled. I understand, like, some of this shit was racist back in the day. I totally understand. You know what I'm saying? But, like, for y'all to cancel a lot of shit going on, like, Disney had to cancel, like, Peter Pan, Aristocats, and maybe Jungle Book, because it was so, like, racist-wise. And I've seen those movies, like, a few times. You know what I'm saying? They didn't seem racist to me at all. Like, Peter Pan's one of my favorite movies growing up. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a big fan of the Jungle Cat, but Aristocats, too, I used to watch the shit out of that movie. Like, I had all the Disney classics growing up on VHS. So, for them to try to, like, cancel all that shit, it's kind of, like, for real, kind of annoying. Because it's just like, bro, like, what else do y'all want to cancel? Like, they were trying to cancel Popeye. You know what I'm saying? Like, Popeye the Sailor Man. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, that shit wasn't even out before my time. That was, like, when my parents were kids. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, bro, used to beat the brakes off of Olive, like, abusive, because she used to turn him down, and Popeye would come around and, you know, swing on this man, and it was like a kind of a lesson, like, eat your vegetables, you could beat up on this dude too, you know, but he was kind of a little abusive in that show, but it's a cartoon, you know what I'm saying, and I just feel like this culture is so annoying, you know what I'm saying? Sorry if I'm pausing. My shits keep, like, lagging in and out. But, yeah, man, like, this cancel culture stuff is just getting out of hand. Z kids need to kind of relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all doing the most. Cancel a whole lot of y'all need to get it together, bro, because I'm getting real tired of y'all doing the most. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I just wanted to get that off my chest because honestly, like, I'm getting real tired of it. It's like every time I turn on something. Yeah, wait. Even Dr. Seuss is getting canceled. And I grew up reading his books. The man used to flow. If you throw a beat on it, you know, shout out to Twitter because old boy was hitting the beat while the teacher was reading the books. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like shit like that. Like, fuck, man, why is everything having to be canceled? Like, yes, we understand the world we live in is racist as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's racist. You know what I'm saying? We've dealt with it for generations and generations. And honestly, like, we don't know when the change is going to ever happen. You know what I'm saying? It's a big change is happening, like, in this, you know, in this world now, like, little by little. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it's better by the time we have kids. But, like, man, please stop trying to cancel shit, man. That shit is getting kind of annoying. And quit trying to cancel out Eminem. The man's been around for generations. Well, for my generation and, you know, and y'all's now, and these new kids now. But it's just stupid, bro. Like, once y'all go read a book, go play outside. Go play your Fortnite. Leave shit alone. If it's not bothering you, leave it alone. Because I'm tired of seeing the culture cancel shit. Like, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go. Anyways, Zack Snyder dropped his Justice League version. And all I could really say was that movie was 10 times amazing than the one we got in 2017. Like, from the beginning to the end, like, it was phenomenal. And I wish we would have got... I don't want to ruin it, because I know some of y'all going to probably watch it. Mind y'all, it's 4 hours long, so I had to cut it up into 2 hours a piece. But, like, there is some homies that's watched it from beginning to end. And I don't know if I got the will for that shit anymore, you know? Like, I hate now, like, I just hate staying up late, you know what I'm saying? It sucks. Because I pay for it at work, and I just be wanting to sleep all day. And normally, and half the time, even when I'm off, I don't even sleep. I just hate it. I know, like, I'm not the only one. You know what I'm saying? Like, on your off day, you still wake up at 6:50 every morning. Like, why? I just want to sleep in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so I cut it into two halves. 2 hours last night, 2 hours this morning. And I just want to say, yeah, like I said, that was one of the greatest phenomenal movies. You know what I'm saying? I wish they make a part two. Yeah, I wish they'd make a part two, you know, just to see, you know, more Jared Leto. Like, they said they got another version, a black and white version, coming out with more Joker scenes. And I'm not going to lie, Joker's one of my favorite villains. Like, I want, yes, from Jack Nicholson to Heath Ledger, you know what I'm saying, to Joaquin Phoenix. Jared Leto, he, you know, watching that movie, he is kind of psychotic just for that, like, 5 minute segment of him. You know what I'm saying? So that was a really good movie. You know what I'm saying? A really great movie. So I advise everybody to watch that. Another one that dropped yesterday too was The Winter Soldier. I watched that too. It was Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Sorry. It was a lot of action in the beginning of it and stuff. And it's kind of like prepping, like, right, what happened right after Endgame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, WandaVision, I finished that too, and that shit was off the hook. And I kind of wish COVID never happened, because we would have got the multiverse show, like, right then and there last year or this year. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely in tune to hope, definitely stay in tune on that, because that's going to be a great show if y'all like Marvel. I want to say, I've been watching Snowfall 2. Snowfall is just getting way out of hand. And we're only in 5 episodes in. Like, that shit's getting hectic. You know what I'm saying? Franklin better figure it out, bro. Because it's not looking too good right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to ruin that either. But there's a whole lot of things that I just been watching. Because, like, still to this day, like, COVID, I believe, like I said, I still believe in COVID. So I just be in the house. You know, I normally don't go out as much. I'm always working, so I'm trying to be safe, just a little bit safe. Excuse me. But yeah, no, another thing I wanted to talk about too is, and I feel like I'm the only one, not the only one, but I feel like dating is fucking impossible. Like, for me, let's say, like, I hate the talking stage. The talking stage, it sucks. I hate having to meet somebody, want to know them. And then, like, 2 days later, 3 days later, they just ghost you or they just disappear. You know what I'm saying? Or just stop talking to you. Like, why is that? Why is it that we have to ghost people to not talk to them? What's so hard about being like, hey, I'm not interested, you know, let's just not, you know, it is what it is, like, you're a cool person. I've only met, like, a few females that's done that, and I respect it, you know what I'm saying? I don't get mad. I'm not a person to ever get mad about shit like that, but it's just like, damn, you didn't have the balls to just be like, you know, just to ghost, just to be like, hey, I'm over it, don't want to really talk to you, you know? It is what it is, you know, like, it's not that hard. So I wish that what we should do now in 2021 is stop ghosting and just be real with someone. We are too damn old to be trying to ghost people. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? What's the fucking point of that, you know? It's just, I don't know, man. I feel like dating is just so difficult at that, too, because our generation is just so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just look up to these celebrities and want like Birkin bags, and if you're not having a six-figure job, they don't want you. Like, I mean, I get it. You know, you got your standards, but damn, y'all really, it's just a whole lot that people want, and you know what I'm saying? Even for men, too, like, you know, we want, people want, like, certain females that look like this or that, you know, like, whatever happened to just meeting someone hella cool and just, you know, just vibe with that person. Like, I kind of wish our generation didn't really have cell phones like we do right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like back then was so easy to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, like, if you go to I work at a grocery store. Every time I go to, I clock in for work, it's always a toddler with, like, with the fucking, what is it called? A tablet or an iPad just to watch them. Like, parents really distract their kids to go grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? So that's one, that's stupid, and my kid will never do that. He will interact with people, you know? But yeah, I just feel like even in dating too, like, I wish, like, I feel like models and Instagram influencers, they edit themselves so women can look like this, so they can get this many likes. Like, that shit is so stupid and pointless. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Instagram, Twitter, like, they just ruined it. I feel like they ruined relationships. Like, relationships are not even solid anymore. You know what I'm saying? You date this person for a few months, you're not even interested anymore. You know what I'm saying? So then why did you sit there and just waste my time? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wish, like, people would just be real genuine, have a conversation, you know what I'm saying? And don't look on what, I don't know, bro. I feel everybody has their standards, like I said, but it just sucks. Yeah, it just sucks, man, because, like, I'm not going to lie. I think it's just going to be me and my dog for the rest of my life. Well, not for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? But for right now, like, man, I'm at that age where, like, I had my fun in my 20s. I'm kind of ready to settle down, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I find the right one. But it's just, like, I'm not going to settle for something that you just... I'm not finna settle with no one who don't want to build and don't want to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, get somebody that wants to do shit with you. But yeah, man, let's, I feel like definitely, like, 2021, we should start talking more and just ending shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, the whole ghosting shit is trash. Like, yes, I've done it myself, not gonna lie. But you know what? Like, I hit him, like, a few days later, like, look, I'm sorry for ghosting you. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. It's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? So, let's try to be better on that. But yeah, today was, like, literally, like, a 15-minute episode. I didn't really, like, plan on doing another one until, like, next week, but I was like, might as well just, you know, knock this one out, because I know y'all been waiting. Well, some of y'all who listen, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I appreciate everybody who has been listening and have been, you know, rocking with me. You know, it's I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of difficult to try to be on this, like, consistently, you know, so I'm getting a little better at it. So, and hopefully I could get some of the homies downstairs. I mean, not downstairs. That's how you know I'm sleepy. But some of the homies down in California to jump on this shit, because it's going to be lit. But anyways, follow me on social media. Chef Boyardee. CHEFFBOYARTEE. Add another E on Twitter. But you know what I'm saying. Hope everybody has a great night. Yeah, stay safe out there.